The one that I think is the most memorable English language learning experience for me is the one that I have in secondary 6. It's a program named Toastmaster, and I'm not the presenter of the program, but I'm the helper. And I think learning is not just that you try to have a lot of oral practices, because I found out that nowadays people always focus on oral experiences of a language, like speaking, or you have to have good presentation skills. But another thing is that you also need to have good listening skills. And I think for students in Hong Kong, we do not focus much on listening. And so I think that is a learning experience that reminds me to not just focus on a certain particular aspect of learning English, like reading, writing, but which also learn the other aspects, or try to practice other aspects, especially for listening.
Yeah. Then what is the program about?
The program is about it's about trying to teach the students about the oral skills, so that they have to present a topic each week, maybe. I think each week. And it just lasts for a few minutes for the presentation, and you can choose any topics that you want. But I choose not to be the presenter. I just want to be a helper, help the students to maybe simply like get the advice from the advisors.
Okay. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
I think the one that's most memorable is that I just read a book about Anne Frank. I think a lot of people may know her because she's a Jew, and she was her family was have to be had to go to the concentration camp, and she wrote a diary about her life during the time where the time which she has to live in a roof of like a house, yeah, and it's really a very memorable English reading experience, because the word there is not really difficult for the book, but it really helps me to understand more about the history of Europe.
Yeah. Okay, then when do you read that book?
I think it's like secondary 4. Yeah.
How do you come across the book?
I remember it's promoted by my teacher, English teacher. And it's not a required reading or any required books that we have to read, but she just simply recommended